Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Rise up with Melbourne's freshest breakfast team, Ginny and Adam, on Joy 94.9.
Well, this guy that we've got on the phone now, I reckon his rock star name would be like Banana Peelers.
Oh, that could have gone somewhere really naughty.
I was censoring myself there.
Let's let the banana man decide himself. Hello, Brian Peel.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Dinted. Good morning.
I'm going to kill you.
You know what my rock star name is? It's Brizy. I get that all the time.
Brizy. It's so Australian, though.
Very Aussie.
It
yeah.
is. Oh, good old Brizy. Brizy, we should do a duet, Brizy and G-String. How would that go?
iTunes wouldn't know what to censor first.
Oh, dear. Well, Brizy, you've been rubbing shoulders with some hot peeps. You beat the beautiful Darren Hayes, who I love from Savage Garden. I think he's got one of the sexiest voices alive, really. You've been chatting to him. He's getting married, is he?
I have, yeah. It's an exclusive. I was chatting to him just the other day, and he tells me that he's sort of moved on into Los Angeles. So he's set up camp over there, and he's been working on a few secret projects. So he's been studying some performance at the Groundling School in LA. So that's the place where most of the, Saturday Night Live characters called home for a while.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So at the moment, he's currently working on a one-man show, which he hopes to debut in 2014. But what he's got debuting in January is his live radio phone-in talk show.
So, oh, yeah, wow.
That's new for Darren. Yeah. But the big goss was his marriage. He got married to his now husband, Richard.
What? Well, I've got to say, because DOMA was reversed, that reverse Prop 8 just recently in the state of California in America. So now anyone can go over there, well, anyone who is a resident of the United States obviously can go get married. So did he get married in California?
He did, yeah, married in California, and he did say that he considers this a real incredible civil rights achievement for the community. So that's great news for Darren Hayes and his partner, Richard. And he did say, look, it's an exciting time of reinvention, and life is beautiful for him. So he's going to keep in touch with us to keep us up to date with all his latest news.
Oh, how beautiful. He is a beautiful man. So congratulations to him and Richard.
Big congrats. If we could clap loudly, we would, but we wouldn't want to break anything in the studio.
Absolutely. Very proud of him. He's a great guy.
Now, what's next? Your next piece of goss, I am really waiting for.
Because me and Adam are both on shredding diets, so we're really hungry for starters. So when you said that you've been chatting to celebrity chef Shane Delia, and you told us that he's cooking at the next celebrity wedding, who you're going to reveal very shortly.
We just want an invite, just for the food.
Just for the food, really.
Yeah, well, look, this is a guy you'd probably wouldn't mind taking home to your mother. He's half Lebanese, half Maltese. How's that for a mix?
That's a nice mix.
What would that be? Because a Maltese Aussie is a Mozzie. So what's a Maltese Lebanese?
Mebanese
or Molnese? Yeah. I don't know.
I tell you what, this guy, so he's a celebrity chef in Melbourne. You could hand him two ingredients and he could come up with the most majestic thing in the world. He's amazing. And he's from Spice Journey, which is a popular SBS series.
Oh,
which was
yes.
On
this year. Oh, that's right.
Spice Journey. My family gathers around to watch it. Ah, it's Spice Journey. Come. New condiments for our curries. Like, no, God.
I thought that was just a regular trip to the Indian shop to buy
spices.
Well, yes.
So I avoided that show because of the family gatherings. Now I know why. I don't know who Shane Delia is.
Yeah. Well, it was a great series where he travelled from, Malta to Lebanon. So he's gone back to his roots to find out all the nitty-gritty of cooking of Middle Eastern dishes. And he's just come back from Turkey, and the show's in post-production, and they've filmed 10 episodes. So he tells me that SBS One are going to screen it in around about June or July in prime time next year in 2014. So that's great for Shane as well. He's also got his own glitzy, glamorous catering service, which is called Roland by Shane Delia. And with that, he looks to be catering for the big celeb weddings, and he's actually got his very first one in January, and it's the wedding of Michaela Bannis from McLeod's Daughters.
I love Michaela Bannis. She's a hoot. Yes.
Absolutely, and he's doing her wedding.
He is doing her wedding, so I'm guessing we'll get you know, those little fancy caviar things on Savoy around, going out around on the silver platters.
Hey, as long as it's edible, we're there. But I got to say, Brian, now that the ACT is given the green light to gay marriage and we can get married over in Canberra, if Adam and I find a bride and a husband, can you hook up that chef for us, please?
I can. Yeah, okay. I'll get him on the phone, and I'm pretty sure he can whip up something very special for you, something very Middle Eastern.
Okay, I'm giving him 5 years. That's how long I'm going to find a girlfriend in 5 years. I'm in no rush, yo. Adam, you've got enough time too, so hook it up for me.
Thanks, no. Jin. Thanks. That's how desperate I'm getting these days. I'm being pimped out by my co-host. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Mr. Brian Peel. I was about to call you the unreal Brian Peel.
Thank you, Adam and Jin. It's been great. Thank you so much for that.
Good to have you back.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.